March 16th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, let us join hands in an effort to be united against the enemy, which these days is this virus. While you are busy locking up businesses and quarantining yourselves, do not lock me out of your hearts through fear. Through prayer, be strengthened in trust as to how my will is leading you. Then your hand will be embraced by my paternal hand. Do not confuse safety with fear. It is one thing to take certain precautions, but quite another to lose your trust in me. Through this profound trial, I am calling the heart of the world to be reconciled with me. Your lives are being simplified now, and many have more time to turn to me in prayer. Let this be the moment when attitudes are changed. Grasp the necessity of prayer, sacrifice, and confidence in me. Do not wait for a vaccine to save you. Allow your hearts to be injected with love and trust in me. I am here now in this and every present moment." A note is given to read Psalm 91, Assurance of God's Protection. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, who abides in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, "My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your habitation, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he clings to me in love, I will deliver him, I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.